This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new law that bans firearms from some sensitive spaces, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
The law would ban people from carrying firearms in courthouses, public and private schools, polling places, the state capitol, and local government buildings, unless explicitly granted permission. Democrats narrowed the bill significantly from its original introduction, which covered a much wider array of public and private spaces. Supporters say the ban will make the places covered by the law safer. Opponents say it disarms citizens and makes people less safe. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado business confidence is down as the presidential election approaches. Still, business people feel better about Colorado's economy than the U.S. economy. Economist Brian Lewandowski.
There are some sectors that are losing jobs this year, and we expect we'll end the year with some job losses. Some of that pain is in those more interest rate sensitive industries. So think of construction as one of them.
Lewandowski adds that Colorado's overall hiring and incomes have grown faster than in the U.S. overall. The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report from a plane crash near Steamboat Springs that killed two people last month. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
The crash on June 17th followed an alert of engine trouble from the pilot, according to the three-page report that came out this week. The small plane left Longmont on the way to Ogden, Utah. Above Yampa in Rout County, the pilot reported overheating. He asked to divert to Steamboat Springs, but then overflew that airport and headed toward Fort Collins. He tried to return to Steamboat, but on the way reported the failure of the left engine. Witnesses saw the plane go into a spiral and crash into a mobile home park. The pilot and sole passenger died. Determining a final cause of the crash will take months. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after six, and this is CPR News.